Okay, I'm stopping that for a reason, ladies and gents, because it's not going to happen. I'm looking at no reply. There's no reply here at all. And there should be. Okay, the light is there on the Facebook Messenger, meaning that, you know, okay, you've got Facebook switched on. Whether you're out and about somewhere and can't get to the phone or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, it's on, right? This message came at, okay, 2 minutes to 8 p.m. 2 minutes to 8 my time, this message came. Are we still doing the show today? Question. Yeah, look, now, wait a minute. Hang on. Oh, yes, now. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. Gone. Isn't it annoying? People are calling off now, you see. People are going. We're losing the audience that we had. You know? Why should I have to put up with this, really? This is silly, you know? Well, I can confirm with you right now that there is no show tonight. I'm getting messed about no end. I've got a message back saying, oh crap, I'm walking the dog. I'm ready, I guess, lol. Where's the link? Thought it started at 6 my time. What is the number? You know, it's all in there, ladies and gents. It's all in the messenger. It has been posted up for over a week and already had this information. We had one lady there about 3 weeks ago now that done this to me, and you know, we had a falling out type of thing over that. But it's getting too regular now. I think it's just like, have a laugh with Ken, mess Ken about, you know. Why do I need to be messed around like this? What is the fun in it? You know, because Ken's an old man or what? What is the fun in it? Well, no, I can be paranoid sometimes. I really can, but, you know, where is the fun in it? Now, why then, just bear with me now, because there's people calling off here, left, right and centre. We're going to have no call queue when Kimberly arrived. So, you know, it's just like we had a court here, now we've got no court here. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can I ask you to speak here?
Yeah, my name is Brittany.
Brittany, thank you. There you go, we've got Brittany there now. That's line 8. We would have been up to 9. Line 8. Can you see how we've lost people already? You know, we've lost 9-4. 9-7, we haven't even screamed yet. Because we can think that may be Veronica calling back, I think. I don't really know. because you're okay. Now, out walking the dog, I'm going to get here as quick as possible. I'm thinking that it was 6 o'clock her time, which is like, you know, I mean, why could that be? How could that be when our clocks are so different? You know, how could it be 6 o'clock? That would mean me getting up in the early hours of the morning to do the show. You know, it couldn't be. It's never been 6 a.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Eastern. It's never been 6 p.m. Eastern. It's never been 6 p.m. Eastern because that would mean me getting up in the middle of the night. Yeah? So where is the confusion? Unless this lady is doing shows with somebody else somewhere. And that's the only thing I can think of. Hello?
Hi, Ken. Can you hear me?
Hello? Who's this?
Hi, Ken. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, who is that now?
Okay, awesome. I'm so sorry. It's my fault. It was a time thing, and I got the time messed up, but I'm definitely here now. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Okay. Right. I think we have our guest here now, ladies and gents. So, Italy is here with us now. So far as I can make that. Okay. So we're just about ready to go. Okay. So on line one, then we have this.
Hi. Hello, are you there?
Hello, Dave, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hi, sorry about that. Yes, so do you do general readings?
Yes.
Yeah, could you see if you have any messages from Spirit for me, please?
Sure, let me see. You just want a general reading?
Mm-hmm. Anything about work and love life?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm currently not working, so I'm waiting for a contract to work out. So I'm waiting for my previous client to call me back and offer me a temporary contract. And I'm also waiting to hear back from a friend.
Okay. I think I remember another time you had called and was talking about the job. They were needing, I do feel like, it's like you kind of doubt yourself and really, I feel like you're not like setting the bar high enough necessarily because I feel like you're very knowledgeable of what you do. You extremely know what you're doing, and you should have like a higher position than what you had before. Oh, sorry, my phone keeps going off.
Yeah.
I'm hearing more like 4 weeks. I feel like there's a lot of things going on with everything like being shut down because I feel like it doesn't, with them not calling you back. I don't feel like that has anything to do with you.
I know, yeah.
Okay. So I feel like don't quit yourself with that. I feel like it has more to do with what's everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
so
hearing
did you
more
say
like 4 weeks.
4 weeks. So I'll. So will I start in 4 weeks' time, or will I hear from them in 4 weeks' time?
My feeling is you'll hear from them. I get 3 to 4 weeks, is my feeling.
Right. Yeah, that sounds around about right. And when do you see me starting?
Is it 3 different places you applied for?
I have applied in many places, but I'm more I'm waiting more for the my previous client.
Okay.
That's the one I'm talking about.
All right, because I feel like there's like 3 different, I don't know if I want to call it positions or 3 different openings. My feeling is at least like 3 different openings is going to come up. You might get like 3 different calls from 3 different things.
Right. And is one of them within my previous client?
And the previous client is a male, right?
No, it is a company. It is a tobacco company. I have multiple bosses. Yeah. It's a tobacco company.
Yeah, that might be a male boss that I'm getting then.
Yes,
My feeling is more of a newer. I feel like more of a newer company. I'm not so sure.
Right.
I'm getting the older company.
Right.
But I am getting like 3, so it might be your older company plus 2 more. Is my feeling.
Right. And when do you see me starting to work again?
To work again? I think I'll call you around my feeling is 4 weeks.
Then I start immediately?
I hear like 6 weeks. I'm getting like 6 weeks and starting in like 6 weeks.
Right.
Not immediate, but I feel like I feel like within 6 weeks is my feeling.
Makes sense.
It doesn't have anything to do with you.
It has everything
that's going on. So I feel like your skills are very needed.
Yeah. And lastly, do you get anything about love life?
I feel like work is the main focus as of right now. More work and
That's
career,
right.
Finances, that type of stability.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly like dating. And you said a friend too. I almost want to say a friend, but I feel like my feeling is not anything too serious for maybe this year, for the rest of the year. Everybody has free will. But I feel like your main focus is going to be for like career and job stability and things like that for the remaining of the year. But I feel like you will date.
Right. Makes sense. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Kimberly. That was lovely.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you again.
Right, thank you. Right. We did put the time off, and Steve had. And that's just to prove that there's the beat, because we had that's the timer, and then after the 7 minute timer, there's a 3 minute countdown in the studio. Okay, right, Holly.
Hi there.
Hi, Pauline. How are you?
I'm good. My name's Holly.
Oh, Holly. Sorry, I heard wrong.
No worries. That's okay. Do you like a question, or would you want to pick up on whatever you get?
Whatever you really. If there's something specific you want to focus on, that's fine. Or general is fine too. Whatever you really want.
I'll do general, please.
Okay. Holly. I feel like very, very lighthearted, light-spirited with you. I feel like you try to look for the good in everything. Like you really look at the good, try to give everything the benefit of a doubt. You like to smile and laugh. I see animals around you. I feel like you're connected to nature.
Mm-hmm.
And like, horses and.
Yep.
Okay, like almost, I don't know, maybe like do you live on a farm or a barn or have horses, ride horses?
No, I'm trying to get that soon.
Okay. Yeah, because I see farm animals. I see sheep. I see chickens.
Cool.
I feel like very connected. Are you like spiritual yourself by any chance? And like, I feel like you could possibly be a tree hugger too.
Yep. All of the above.
I feel like you can keep a level mind. I almost feel like, I want to say almost like teacher or something. I don't know if you're a healer. I don't know if you're a healer.
Yep.
I want to say teacher. I want to say people will like come to you for advice. You get along with a lot of different kinds of people. You're just friends with everybody. Are you going to have like, I feel like maybe, and something with educational too with the farm. Like, I don't know if you want to have like a petting zoo too, but I want to say I see a petting zoo.
Yeah, I'm going to have like a tour of the farm. Yeah. Tours, mini tours for income. Yeah.
Okay. And kids, I feel like it's especially for kids to come. Oh,
yep.
Cool. Yeah, I want to say that's what I want to say. Like, yeah, educational thing. I feel like you got to start slow. I feel like it's going to grow. It's going to slowly grow. Like, I feel like you might, it might take a little while for the petting zoo because you got to get everything situated.
Yeah.
And like all the different habitats or houses for them outside. So I feel like don't get frustrated. I feel like don't get frustrated. I feel like you're good at meditation. I feel like you're good at laws of attraction.
Yeah.
See, meditation isn't easy for me. I feel like just don't get frustrated because it's like it's all happening the way it's supposed to, like in due time. I feel like maybe you're getting a little frustrated or impatient with it.
Yep.
Or nervous with it. Maybe, or nervous too. Could be nervous, like, yeah. Or, so if you feel like you don't always have your ducks in a row, maybe just, like, slow down and just take a look at everything. Make sure you prioritize everything. Yeah, I feel like make sure prioritize everything. And things are happening with that, because that's my feeling. My feeling is that will happen. It just, it's a work in progress.
And do you see, like, am I going to have, like, a boyfriend helping me with this? Or am I going to do it solo? Or
I'm hearing more for, I kind of feel like you will be able to do it by yourself for a little while, but I'm hearing more like a year or a year and a half for a boyfriend. I do feel like you will have a boyfriend. I feel like maybe just starting this off by yourself. My feeling is more like a year or so. But, you know, and I could be wrong on that. Everybody has free will. I feel like you're a very nice person. I do feel like a lot of people, or maybe a few guys, are definitely interested in you.
Hmm.
I feel like you're friends with everybody. You're very easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is more though, I'm kind of getting more like a year or so. But I feel like you will be able to do it by or start it by yourself though.
Yeah. And what about the funding? You see where that's coming from,
what?
Or the money to start it?
Where is she going to have money to start the farm? For Holly, please. I do hear family support.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm hearing loans, so I don't know if that was something you were planning on doing, or like like I feel like possibly like family support first, and like saving, and I feel like
three
halfway
minutes.
There, I am hearing loan. I get family support and loan.
Okay,
and like saving first. Saving first, family support, and loan is what I get.
And the man I'm seeing now, how long do you see that lasting?
What's his name?
It starts with a G.
Okay. Starts with a G. And you're planning on moving away, right? You're planning, when you get the farm, you're going to be planning on moving somewhere else.
2 minutes.
I feel like this guy is a funny guy. I feel like very, very funny. I feel like he tells jokes. He's humorous. I get blonde hair.
Hmm.
Of course, I could be wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting an answer. I still hear definitely friends. I don't know if you want to take it like slower or I don't know if there's going to be a main concentration on like moving and finances and for the farm. I do feel like very good friend. I feel like very nice guy. He's good, like a good ear, shoulder,
one minute.
And an ear to listen to. He's good to talk to about things. So my feeling is I'm not getting an answer on a relationship, but I do feel definitely friends or possibly it could be where you move and maybe just friends for a while, and then later on he moves with you. That could be a possibility. I feel like main focus is for the farm, though. Moving in the farm.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're
appreciate
so welcome.
It.
That's awesome.
Bye
I
now.
Work for animals for a living. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Oh, there's Holly there. There's a lot of people in the UK doing that now. Like animal farms, sanctuaries, animal sanctuary. There's some good money to be made in that if you have a lot of animals. And, home-produced food there as well. People love that as well, if you like. I'm kind of seeing that type of thing as well around college. So, there's like a good idea there. A very good idea. Okay, right. Let's see where we go. Laura.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Just would like a general reading from you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Let's see. May I have guidance for Laura, please? I feel like lately, or maybe in general, I feel like you can be a very, very serious person sometimes.
Sometimes.
You're you're very observant.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like very observant. You can be very serious. You really look at all the details on things.
Yeah.
I feel like something with family. I feel like you've been there for your family a whole lot lately. Like family has been needing, like they've been needing your support. They've been relying on you for support, whether it's like just emotional or just being there for them. Is it your brother that you're really close to? Is it a brother?
Well, I have two brothers. I'm closer to one than I am the other.
Okay. I feel like you could be very, very independent. I feel like it's not such a bad idea to open up a little bit. Like, I feel like new situations are coming. It's like new situations, but then kind of you got to be open up. You got to open up for it because you have, I don't know, and I correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like from past situations, you don't always trust people as much.
You're really pretty accurate. You know that, right? You've been really good.
I just want to make sure I'm following on the same link. Because I feel like, I feel like your intuition is good too. So I feel like trust your instincts. I mean, you can't always trust everybody. If you do happen to be an empath, unfortunately, empaths attract narcissists sometimes. And I feel like new things are going to be happening for you, but just kind of like open up and just kind of like ask the universe to like just show you the signs of what's like, you know, what you need to see, just what you need to see. Ask for the signs, because I feel like new things are happening, but you're nervous about it. You might feel it too, like you feel the change, but I feel like you're nervous about it. You're not sure if you should trust certain people. And I feel like go with your gut instinct, because your gut instinct knows like who to trust. Like you're pretty good with the intuition. So it wasn't the buzzer, was it?
Yeah, that was my phone. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So what kind of new situations are going to be coming?
Have you been thinking about moving?
Oh, yeah, I want to move. I really do.
My feeling is a move. I don't know. I do hear entrepreneur with you, so I don't know, like, if you work for yourself or if you've been thinking about working for yourself, starting an online business. And I feel like when moving, like, I feel like give the neighbors a chance and, like, don't be kind of try to, like try to open up and be friends with the neighbors and social, because I feel like it could bring new friendships. Kato.
Okay. Do you see the move being local or far distance?
I was hearing like change of business, or I'm not sure. I'm feeling not far. I feel more like an hour and a half.
Okay.
Are you thinking about like doing your own, starting your own business or doing an online thing?
Not an online thing. I do contract work, but I always do it as a W-2, but I'm a consultant.
Oh. You might in the future might think about doing, or it might be like a little side business for yourself. I keep hearing online for some reason.
I wonder what they're talking about.
I feel like you're a very creative person. I feel like
I am creative. I'm artistic too, but I wouldn't say I'm an artist, but I'm artistic.
3 minutes.
I develop training for a living, and I do a lot of artwork and graphics with that.
Awesome. Okay. My feeling is I'm hearing writing. I'm asking about what's with the online thing. I'm hearing like something with writing. I almost want to say writing, like I'm not so much of a computer person, but like I don't know if they do like the blogs and stuff now. But I'm hearing writing.
Are they talking about writing training programs, developing training? Is that what? Because I write training, so maybe that's what they're talking about. Or are they talking more fictional?
It could be that. So you're not doing any writing online, like for people doing it as like an online thing. It's only an in-person thing.
Yeah, it's for corporations, companies, corporations. I develop training programs in-house for their companies. Or
it could
do e-learning. Do e-learning.
It
develop
could
e-learning.
Be, or you could just be doing that for yourself.
Okay.
It's definitely, I feel like writing something. Excuse me. I'm not really getting it in
one
yes or
minute.
No.
When do you think I'd be moving? Like, how far out?
My feeling is more like an hour and a half. I could
be
wrong on it.
Like, when would I be making the move?
I'm getting like 5, 6, 7 months. I want to say between 5 and 7 months.
Okay. That's a long time.
Yeah, you were thinking earlier, right? Like more like 3 months?
I want to go out as soon as possible. Well, I think our time's going to end up soon, so I don't want to drag it out. I can hear the timer.
We definitely have free will, so just put it out to the universe, and hopefully you'll be able to move as soon as possible.
I will. Thank you so much, Kimmy. I appreciate it. You're right on target. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the reading. I really do. Take care.
Oh,
bye.
You have a great
Laura.
Day.
Thanks, Laura. Alrighty. Now then, we have only one corner left in the call queue at the moment. Monica.
Oh, hi Ken. Hi Matt, nice to meet you. By your and Ken's show, or one of the good shows on Blog to Radio. I have a specific question. I'm a big fan again of Ken's show. I'm trying to figure out if this gentleman really did what with I'm getting because I'm kind of a little bit in the upset mode, so I'm not sure. It's my question is, I have a Pacific male friend that we had a little bit of a everything was going great, but some people started gossiping and they said that. Two people said that he humiliated me by making fun of. I don't know if that's true or not. Is that true? Did he do that?
They said he what to you?
Like he made fun of me. As if, he made fun of me to them. That he never liked me. He was just. I don't know if that's true or not, but they gave him a lot of gossip. But I talked to him face to face and sincere. I didn't force no free will. I didn't do nothing at all.
What's his name or the beginning, the first letter of his name?
Yes, ma'am. I'll give you three letters. L-U-I. L-U-I-S.
Okay.
That's all. That's his name.
All right. I feel like he's a pretty hard worker. I feel like he's not somebody who likes people. I feel like he doesn't like the gossip. My feeling is he doesn't like that he stays away from it. They look at him as a man of few words. Like,
true. Wow.
Do you know if he? I'm sorry. What'd you say?
I say you got it. He speaks very little. What did you? You're 100% right. Were you gonna ask me?
Okay. So yeah, I feel like he's a man of very few words to them. Like he doesn't really necessarily talk to them. I kind of do hear the gossip. I feel like he's not somebody that gossips. He goes to work. He does his work. He comes home. He's not really somebody with the gossiping. My feeling is no. I'm hearing some kind of jealousy for something, and I could be wrong with that, but I don't know if it's because of his position at work or just because, I mean, I think everybody kind of likes him. Nobody has anything bad to say about him. I'm getting something with a little bit of jealousy with something. And it's like they're jealous of him. And they can, it's like it's a possibility they can upset you to get, they can upset you to get at him. My feeling is no.
Okay,
I don't feel like he's a gossiper.
No, thank you, ma'am. He left and I left because of that circumstance, but I left first and then he left second. He left 4.5 weeks after I left. So coming up in the future, do you see us grouping together or communicating?
I feel like, yeah, I'm hearing like a cooling off period.
Okay. Be cool.
Yeah. And I you guys are not you're not talking now or you are?
Well, right now we're not because he's very upset. He was the big boss of that place. And of course, you know, situation, the COVID-19, so I'm sure that getting another job is going to take, I don't know, I hope he finds one soon. He's been gone out of there for 3 weeks, and I've been gone out of there for 6.5 weeks.
I feel like he will get another job. I feel like his position is very, he's very good at his job and that's in need right now. I'm hearing another 2 weeks, but I feel like I don't know if it was necessarily like all you. I feel like a lot of things, he felt like a lot of things were on his shoulders. And I'm getting like a cooling off period. So I feel like you guys will talk again. My feeling is you will.
That's great.
I don't feel like, and like you guys didn't, I feel like it wasn't like a big breakup or anything, right? Like I feel like.
No.
Yeah, I feel like it was very civil and he was just like, there's a lot of things on my mind. And it's just like a lot of things going on. I do believe if that's what he's saying, I believe that. I feel like it's just everything going on at once, and he just has to sort all that stuff out.
Do you see us going in a public place or near my home, like around my home, near my home, like it could be down the street or. Or parking lot or
like
restaurant.
I'm seeing kind of like an office, type building. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't think he'll go there. Are you maybe referring to like a restaurant? Or near my place, near my place, it was in Amala, there is an office building. Maybe you're referring there.
I see like a building.
Okay. I'm sorry?
You mean as far as like working, where to work at again?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing like a building, so I'm not sure. I don't know if you said what he did, but I'm seeing like a building, or and there's like because there's other establishments around. I do feel like
there's
other establishments around.
we worked. You got the description where we used to work at. But moving to the future, do you see us meeting at a pub, at a place to talk? The future.
I do feel like separate from your house. But we all have free will. I feel like separate from the house.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. But do you see, like, near my home, within miles, within my home radius? I'm trying to get the direction.
Oh, sorry. I'll get north, southwest sometime.
Okay. So is he
I want to say like it's like south, southeast. And I don't feel like far. I want to say like I'm getting like 20, 30 minutes. I don't feel too far.
1 minute.
From my place.
Sorry?
From my place.
For your place?
Yeah, you're for 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes from my home, right?
Yes.
Cool. That was beautiful, ma'am. Any last message for me? You're very good. You know that everything, the description and work, you know that. But any last quick message for me?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm very happy to read for you guys. I'm really, really happy to do this. Yep, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. God bless you.
Thank you, Monica. Okay. Right, that's Veronica there. Right. So I'm going to reset this little timer thing up here. And we have to have a line. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, my dog's acting up. Let me go. One second. My dog acts weird. Here, take that. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Could I have a general, please?
Okay. I get like a very, I'm sorry, what's your name again? I didn't catch your name.
Carol.
Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. I get like a very motherly instinct or very motherly nature with you. I feel like very, very nurturing with you. I feel like you play by the rules for everything. You're very, like, very, very honest, very much play by the rules. You always do things the right way.
Yeah.
I feel like book smart with you. I feel like you're a very, very good, like, reader. I do feel like you were good in school. I see, like, flower gardens with you. Like, flower gardens, like, you... Do you have gardens on your at your house?
At your house? No.
Oh. I see flower gardens. I see butterflies. Groundhogs. I feel like groundhog is your animal spirit guide for right now. You can Google that to see the meaning of that. Your animal spirit guide changes depending on what they're going through. I get groundhog, and I get hummingbird as well.
Okay.
I feel like very book smart. You have a tendency to always try to take care of everybody else.
Yep.
Is I don't know if gardening was something you were thinking about, but if you was, I feel like that's a good thing. I don't know why I'm getting that. I don't know if you eat really healthy. I don't know if you're a healthy person, but I'm seeing like green type of shakes or something, like vegetable shakes or something. Who is it that eats really healthy? Or are they trying to get you to, they're trying to get you to eat that or drink that?
Nobody.
Okay. It's like all of a sudden you've got like a vegan friend or something. And it's like, here, drink the green juice.
Who knows somebody that's a vegetarian?
Oh, are you? You're a vegetarian?
No, I know somebody that is.
Okay. It's like, here, drink the green juice. You should drink the green juice. I feel like you have very good patience. You have very good patience. I feel like a lot of people around you have been stressed out about like everything that's been going on with the world, but I feel like you've been pretty good with keeping a level head with that. But I feel like you're always taking care of other people, or trying to help somebody. I feel like you need to just like take a break and like even just take a couple of days off or take a couple of days to yourself. I feel like you're pretty busy with helping everybody.
Yeah.
All right. I feel like definitely like take maybe if you can, especially now that everybody's kind of off, and not working as much. Oh, I feel like that's even made it worse for you. For some people, they're not working, so now they even call you more. Like to kind of help or guide them or help them with something. It's almost like turn off your phone and just take a break for yourself. But I feel like for the most part, I'm not really picking too much else up with you. I feel like for the most part, pretty good, pretty level. I feel like most things are pretty level with you, like level in your life. Did you have any specific questions?
No, thank you. No. You all right with that? You're good with that, yeah? Okay. Okay. All right. So let's see if we have any new callers. Do we have any new callers? Ah, we do. Okay. So we're gonna. Oh, that's just right on the timer. That one. Just right on the timer. Ah, okay. That's wonderful. What we're gonna do before we go to the area 561. That's just called in. We're going to take a short break there, ladies and gents, because we have just reached the top of the hour and we haven't had a break as yet. We're hoping we can drum up some more lovely calls. So 561, just be patient there and we will get to you. And let's see what we've got. See what we've got on our
Listen, we don't want white Christmas, do we now? All right. Have a bit of John Parr, shall we? Yeah, why not? There you go. Not sounding too clever, that piece of music. I don't know, I'm listening through a Skype app here at the moment, and it doesn't sound too clever this end. Little bit of distortion there this evening. Now, I have just put a link in there for our website. It's been there some time. It's at Wibberley, or Weebly, or whatever they whatever, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it. Kim's page there is on Facebook. And if you click today's guest there, that goes up to Facebook and connects there to the page. So you can do that. You can click the PayPal buttons, they work as well. And it says there, why not visit our website, just click. And that's basically all you do. You just click that and it will go there. Yeah, so we might put some more music in just a little bit later. But let's see who we've got. 561.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today? Hi, Stacey.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, I just want a general, please.
Okay. I feel like you're a very upbeat person. You're a very upbeat person, pretty energetic. I feel like you like to go out with your friends a lot. Kind of going out with your friends, going out with family. I feel like a lot of emphasis, like on work or career. I feel like that's a big focus, and I feel like advancing in your career too. I feel like, are you single?
Yes.
Okay. And I feel like you could meet somebody by the end of this year. I feel like you're a pretty talkative person. You're easygoing. You're pretty upbeat, kind of trying to always laugh about things. And, like, fun to be around. I feel like just really, really fun to be around. I feel like going out with friends a lot, like having fun outings like that. Possibly meeting somebody by the end of the year, maybe. I feel like you're very adventurous, too. I don't know why I'm getting camping with you, but I feel like very, very adventurous. I see camping and I see mountains. So I don't know if that's something you're thinking about doing as like a vacation. I feel like very friendly with everybody. I feel like you will get further in your career. I feel like you've been trying to do something already, like to get like a higher position, or you've been working on, or could be higher education, but something on advancing. Advancing. Okay. I feel like advancing the career with that. And you're thinking you should be like finished with school by the end of this year, right? Or no?
I'll be going into the last after the end of this year. The internship.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because I feel like, well, yeah, I
so
feel like
it would be the last, but then I have to do external stuff.
external stuff. Okay. Okay, yep. I feel like, so if you have been worried about, you might have been worried a little bit about turning in papers on time or anything like that. I feel like don't worry about it, because you will, like, you will finish with that by this year.
Okay.
I feel very good with that. I feel like you're very smart with this. I hear picked a good choice. And I feel like it's something that I hear passionate about doing. I feel like you're really going to like love your job. You love your career, which is very important, I think. Or you're going to love it more when you get to the position that you want to later on. I feel like you're still starting off a little bit not exactly where you want to be, but I feel like you're definitely advancing in career. Maybe not as fast, but you're definitely going to do it.
Okay.
Do you have any specific questions about anything?
You said that you would see me, someone's coming in the end of the year. Is it somebody I'm acquainted with or somebody new?
My feeling is somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
It's like introduction from friends.
Okay.
Either meeting with friends, or like where you're going to be going out with friends and meeting while out with friends, or friends introducing you. That's my feeling.
Okay.
And I feel like very similar interests to you. I feel like a lot in common. Like very similar interests.
And what about, do you see any kind of movement, like movement of residents or job?
I feel like if that's something that you wanted to do, it's definitely a possibility. I feel like still... my feeling is the better half of 21, like you'll still be finishing the other external stuff. I feel like it's a possibility when you're like completely done with that.
3 minutes.
If you wanted to move, but I feel like the better half of like the first 6 months of 21, you'll still be finishing like getting all the ends and odds and ends finished with like school. And more with the career, I do feel like you'll have a choice. It'll be like take your pick on a few things. So you might have a like for what you're the field that you're in, you might have a choice like a couple of places to move. There might be like a couple of job openings that you will have be able to choose from.
Okay.
You could be moving. I just don't.
2
My
minutes.
Feeling is not anytime soon.
Yeah.
If anything, were you thinking more like next summer, maybe?
Yeah, not now. Not now. Definitely not now.
Yeah, I feel like definitely just I feel like the big concentration is with like school and work, a lot of fun times hanging out with friends, but there's a possibility of a lot of changes coming on for next summer. It's a possibility you could be moving for next summer. But I feel like the better half of the year is more concentrated on, like, immediate things for yourself.
Okay.
1 minute.
All
right. Thank you.
All righty then. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks.
You.
Right, thanks. Okay, I don't know who that was because they never gave their name. Right then. Of course, you had just gone up by then. So, point eight, we have here on 707.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Who am I speaking with? I didn't get your name.
Oh, this is Kimmy.
Oh,
or Kim.
Okay, Kimmy. I wasn't too sure. This is Valerie, and I was wondering, I'm going to get some work done on my home, and I met a contractor. His name starts with a C. Do you see that going through pretty good? I just had a conversation with him, but that was it.
Okay. Let's see, for Valerie and the contractor. I kind of feel like I feel like he is a nice person. I feel like he works a whole lot and is like moves around a lot and or is like very, very busy. I do feel like more conversations. Does he live? I don't feel like. Do you know where he lives? I'm not sure if it's necessarily close to you. It's a little bit further out.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes. He's about 30 minutes away.
Okay. I was going to say 45, so that's better, much better. I do feel like more conversations. I'm not getting a yes or a no. I'm hearing like maybe time conflicting with the schedules, like seeing each other maybe. That would be like the biggest thing because I feel like he works a lot. And I feel like you can be busy at times as well. I do feel like more conversations.
I wasn't planning on getting the work done until August.
Okay. I feel like more conversations with him. I feel like you will get the work done.
Okay.
Are you worried about, you mean like you're worried about him not coming back or?
I want to make sure that he's in fact a good person to get the job done and will be reasonable so far as pricing is concerned.
Okay. Oh, well, I totally misunderstood then that then. I do feel like very, very busy. I do feel like good with what he does. I feel like time, just make sure like you have a good schedule time. I do feel like honest. I do feel like that he knows what he's doing. But I feel like make sure you get a really, really set schedule. Because I do feel like he takes on, like, all the work he can get. So I feel like just make sure to do a really, like, tight schedule with him to make sure to get it done. But I do feel like an honest person is my feeling. And I do feel like he knows what he's doing.
And what about pricing? Will he be,
It's a pretty
big job.
I feel like education in his background. I feel like I'm hearing a little bit pricey. So you might be able to talk him down a little bit. I'm hearing a little bit pricey, but it's like still like the general quote in the area. It's not like totally, you know, out of this mind or anything. I feel like general quote of the area, he's just kind of on the high end, maybe the high end of the pricing.
Right. Okay. And so far as myself, relationship-wise, do you see anybody coming in or anything around work?
I do feel like it. I'm getting like a quiet guy for you. Somebody, he's like kind of, I feel like he's like kind of a quiet guy. I feel like very kind and considerate. Why do I feel like, I feel like you might know this person already. I don't know what's up with the number 8. I get like 8 or 8 months. So maybe in, unless you resonate with the number 8, it might be 8 months.
Well, I was told someone would be in August. So, and that's an 8.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Yeah, because at first I was thinking it might resonate with you because I was thinking like either a month or like a birthday or anniversary or something. Okay, let me ask. Her is a guy gonna come around August, please? Okay, I actually literally see like the number 28. It's a possibility. I'm not getting a firm yes, but I was getting the number 8. I'm seeing 28 now, so maybe at the end of August. But I do feel like somebody's coming. I feel like very kind and considerate. I feel like quiet person. Not sure. I almost want to say you know him already, but I'm not sure.
But I keep hearing that the person is quiet, just as you're stating.
Oh, okay. I feel like kind, I feel like considerate. Have you been single for like, it's been a few years? It's been a little while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, okay. Yeah. I feel like very kind, considerate, but quiet, but very considerate. Like chivalry is not dead with him at all. I feel good about August because I was definitely getting 8 and I was wondering if it was either a date or a. So I wouldn't be surprised. I do feel like he's coming.
And work, you seeing anything around work?
2 minutes.
I'm kind of getting the same thing. I'm kind of feeling like stuff is, it might stay the same for a while.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm not in a hurry to do any kind of work. I was just curious.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting kind of like, it's kind of just going to be the same for a while still. Unless you really try to push it, I feel like. I feel like it's just kind of going to be the same for a while.
Okay, but the relationship,
I don't really get anything new with it. Sorry?
Okay, but the relationship would be the change then, coming in.
1 minute.
Yeah. And I feel like the relationship is going to be changed. I do feel like you're going to be actually doing new things as well, though. Like, you actually might discover new hobbies or like new places to hang out or eat with your friends or something. I do mm-hmm. hear like branching out with you a little bit. Like changing okay. scenery, go to different places.
Right. Okay. And that relationship, do you get, is he working or not working so far?
My feeling would be that he would be working.
Okay. Okay.
My feeling is working.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like independent. Yeah, I feel like independent. I feel like working because I feel like, I do feel like kind of like taking you out and possibly like, you know, even like flowers. So I feel like working because he's going to be able to like take you out and things.
That or he could be retired with money as well.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I get financially, I feel like working. I want to stick with working, but I do feel like financially, like, really fine.
Okay.
But my feeling is still working.
Okay. Well, that's good too. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank
possibly
you. I know
even younger. Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if you've ever heard younger before.
I've heard that too. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it might be a little younger.
Oh, yeah. I can go for that. That's great.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Excellent.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. There you go. Now then, we're going to just take Kimberly off the mic there for just a moment. Right, that's our last call then for a little while. We're going to take a piece of music and see what happens. If nothing happens after the piece of music, we may just finish early, ladies and gents, because I know that there are people listening out there, but they're not calling in. So if you're out there listening and you need to call in, then please do so.
Thank you.
Well, here you are. We cut that short because we got like 30 minutes on the clock. And we cut that a little bit short there. It was another 2 minutes ago, but okay. So nobody's called in. And the piece of music there is almost 6 minutes long. Nobody's called in. So what we're going to do is shut shop for this evening. It is teeming down the rain here in Birmingham, England at the moment. We're flooded outside and we're going to need a canoe in the morning. I think we're going through a monsoon or something, but I really don't know. It's just torrential rain at the moment, and there's freak weather going on everywhere, but at this stage it's causing a lot of problems. So we're going to shut up shop for this evening, and hopefully Monday's going to be the next show now. So Monday with Mickey, and then we'll see how the week goes. Hoping to fill in the blank days. We still have Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays available at the moment. We're going to say a big, big thank you to Kimberly for joining us once again this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Ken. I had fun. This was awesome.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thanks. Okay, right, that's it then, ladies and gents. We're shutting up shop early because today the call queue has kind of died on me for some reason. I don't know why, but there you go. It happens.